Unit 2, page 20, exercises 4 and 5.
On Point of View today, we're talking about maps. Did you use a map this week? Was it an app on your phone or a piece of paper in your pocket? Probably an app, and it's not hard to see why. Map apps are easy to use. You just type in a destination and follow an arrow or a dot on the screen. You look at the dot and not at the world around you. Is this a problem? Explorer Steve Beckman thinks it is. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks.
So, do map apps have any value for you?
Of course. Look, real maps aren't perfect. To start with, they only show one area. They take up more space and they can be expensive. If you're in a city, a map app on your phone is great and can save you time. Map apps have a lot of information that you can't find in a real map.
Interesting. So when do you recommend real maps?
If you are somewhere that might be dangerous, like a mountain, having a real map and knowing how to read it is essential. Imagine this. You're walking in the mountains when the weather suddenly changes. You have no phone signal or your battery runs out. In that situation, a map and compass can save your life.
I often find that even if you do have phone signal, map apps show you an incorrect location or give you the wrong directions.
Exactly. There was a story in the news recently about a student who was on vacation near the Grand Canyon. She was using a map app when she got lost. It directed her to a road that didn't exist. It simply wasn't there.
What did she do?
At first, she continued driving. She drove to an area in the middle of nowhere. No people, no roads. Then she lost her phone signal, so she didn't have a map and she couldn't call for help. She was lost for 5 days and was running out of food and water.
I hope this story has a happy ending.
It does. She was actually very lucky. On day 5, she took a risk and left her car. After walking 11 miles, she got a signal on her phone and called emergency services.
That was lucky.
Yeah, and it proves that we still need paper maps and a compass. And you know, technology should not replace thinking. Get interested in the world around you, remember your journeys, and don't get lost.